restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the streams of the Neviga. Those who sow in tears will reap in songs of joys. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. That can be found in the Old Testament, Psalms 126, 4 through 6.
Father, thank you for the work of restoration in me. Thank you for the path that you have shown me to take for revival. You have shown me, Lord, that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, that you will heal their land. Father, I am your child and I am called by your name. I repent of my sins and the sins of this country that was once founded and grounded on your morals. Lord, I acknowledge how far we have fallen. Revive us, O Lord. Revive us, Father, and heal our land. Amen.
Is your heart sick when you look at the immorality of this country and the world? It should be if you're a child of the King. You know, one of the favorite analogies I have, because I grew up in the mountains of Colorado, is what happens to us when we start to freeze to death. At first we fight, as we struggle, as we try to get to where we need to go. But as we grow tireder and tireder, it makes it harder and harder to struggle, harder to fight, harder to take each one of those steps. Then all of a sudden a warm, euphoric tiredness comes over us. And if that moment we decide that we could just rest for a minute, we can lay down or sit down and rest, that euphoria will kill us. Because little do we know, that's the body's way of telling us it's just about to shut down, and at that moment you have to revive yourself and drag yourself to your feet and keep going, or you will die. If your heart is not sick when you look at what's happening to this country, that's where you are, my friend. You're either dead or you're at that point. And if you're at that point, wake up. As Anne Graham said, wake up, wake up, wake up, church.
Today's action. Sow some seeds with weeping when you pray today. Today's treasure, the book of Psalms, chapter 53, verse 6. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When God brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and let Israel be glad.
Wake up, old body of Christ. Wake up, individual. Wake up and seek revival before it's too late. Before you lay down with that euphoric, warm feeling and never wake up again. Or even worse, wake up in hell.